News breaking today that Governor Rick Snyder says he will veto a Michigan Religious Freedom Restoration Act if the bill is sent to his desk by the legislature. The Religious Freedom Restoration Act is the measure in Indiana that's been stirring so much controversy. The governor said he would not sign a Michigan RFRA unless it's coupled with legislation adding sexual orientation and gender identity protections to the state's Civil Rights Act. Zoe Clark and Rick Pluta, co-hosts of It's Just Politics on Michigan Radio, are here. And this is some big news, you two.
It is. He told the Detroit Free Press this morning and acted preemptively that he sought the interview to let them know that he is just affirmatively stating that he would veto a bill if it were sent to him. I mean, it's not a surprise in the sense that he had said before that merely sending a RFRA, that's what it's called, Religious Freedom Restoration Act, it's the acronym, that he would veto that he said before that a RFRA would not be well received in his office. But this is kind of going a step further, and it's an unusual thing for any governor to do, to say affirmatively, I will veto that if it's sent to my desk.
And particularly for this governor, when we do interviews with him, if you ask about legislation that could possibly come forward, he tends to say, you know what, I'm not going to talk about it until it lands on my desk, until I read the language. He doesn't like dealing, he says, in where they like to say, well, I'm not going to deal in hypotheticals. But here is one moment where the governor is being proactive.
He's also not a big fan of these kinds of social issue things. He likes to pivot back to the economy.
He is not. And what's so interesting, though, of course, is conservative Republicans in the legislature are. Mm. And so you have this relationship between conservatives
and Democrats in the legislature, too, you know, calling for the Elliott Larson expansion.
Absolutely.
Which he also, you know, essentially backed in his State of the State address. And this is putting a little bit more oomph behind that.
Well, and it's him doubling down a bit. It's saying almost, don't spend some time doing this, because here's what I'm going to do about it.
Now, do you think this would have come if the big thing hadn't splashed all over Mike Pence in Indiana?
Absolutely not in this way. You know, I don't think, as Rick said, the governor looked for this interview wanting to make this statement. That's absolutely not what would have happened had this not been happening in Indiana. Now, whether he would have vetoed RFRA or not, I don't know. But I know that he would not have come out like he did today, today.
You know, I think that's, happening probably in a lot of places that, and quite frankly, people, Republicans in particular, were very surprised at the level of blowback that Indiana Governor Mike Pence got for signing it. And Mike Pence, who's pretty socially conservative himself, has said that he wants a bill, and the bill that is being sent to him includes, not just sexual orientation, but gender identity. That phrase that hung the Elliott Larson Civil Rights Act legislation up in the legislature last year, and. So, but the governor, we said that social issues are not his jam, but business issues certainly are. And you've got, businesses were talking about business boycotts. The NCAA was talking about rethinking future, tournaments in Indianapolis. As a matter of fact, I suspect that at least one thing that might have come into the governor's thinking is Michigan State University is going down to Indianapolis this weekend. And this might mitigate some of the discussion about that and keep the focus on basketball and not this RFRA controversy.
Well, right. Let's talk politics. What does this mean now? Let's talk more about what this means for Republican lawmakers, because we know that they're going to be pushing this anyway.
Well, right. Mm-hmm. And Rick, you spoke with Mike Shirky, who told you just that, hey, we're going to keep pushing this in the legislature, whether or not the governor is saying he's going to veto it.
Right. The conservative Republican state senator who sponsored this bill when he was a House member last year, and he sponsored it again in the Senate this year. And he said, first of all, that he's perfectly willing to send the RFRA bill to the governor without any LGBT protections in the Elliott Larson Act. And make him veto it if necessary. And he also said, and you know what? It's not only not a surprise, this is not the only thing that some of us in the legislature are disagreeing with our Republican governor on.
Which is very interesting to note as we look at the governor now in his second term. Term limited, and I will bring up this kind of interesting note, which may seem a little far-fetched, but right now you've got the Rhodes ballot, right? You've got the Rhodes in May. If that fails, the governor is going to have to look to Democrats to make a deal, right? That Republicans on their own cannot pass new road funding. So look for this relationship with Governor Snyder and Democrats. And here's something that Democrats all day have been happy to hear about. Exactly. So it's setting up a really interesting relationship and dynamic between where the governor stands in terms of conservative Republicans, establishment Republicans, Democrats. So watch this dance to continue. And in politics, all things are just sort of, you know, combined, sewed together. And somehow the Rhodes ballot and funding will be part of all of that.
Basketball is not the only big dance going on right now.
Exactly.
Rick Pluta and Zoe Clark, co-hosts of It's Just Politics here on Michigan Radio. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Cindy.
Oh, you bet.